truth though. Really? I like to read a lot. Books be uplifting me. Words help you see a lot. This book was a gift to me. Chuck D presents this day in rap and hip-hop history. It's a reference book. It puts important dates in a list for me. Jamel Shabazz, A Time Before Crack. A photographic history of hip-hop from way, way back. Here's Martha Cooper's hip-hop files, Charlie Ahern, Wild Style, and 50 Cent's 50th Law. I used to read this to my child. Sometimes I look at my library and I smile, 'cause if I can't find it on the shelf, I know it's there in my file. Meanwhile, there's other books with other hooks and outlooks. I like to cook, so I read about cooks. I can't live without books. I like books, I recite books, I even write books a lot. Science of rap, ruminations, gospel of hip-hop. But let me spit a quick list, a book list that's really short. The first book that you should get is really a passport. Travel, that's key, but the books can unlock it. Unlock your mind by reading lines of new topics. Place your optics on books of real black knowledge, beginning with Carter G. Woodson. I'm paying homage. His book, Miseducation of the Negro, is essential for freeing your mind from the slavery that is mental. Turn up this instrumental. You ain't dealing with an amateur. I'm reading Walter Rodney, How Europe Undeveloped Africa. That's the man to thank, high rank. Let's look at The Birth of Black America by Andrew Frank. Take that to the bank. Let me rock again, hip hop again. Check out Africa, Mother of Western Civilization by Yosef Ben Yakinen. Check out Black Man of the Nile again by Yosef Yakinen. Civilization or Barbarism by Schenck and Tajop. And then Black Indians by William Lauren Katz. Take it back. Anything by Dr. Cornel West, you need to go get that. Michael Eric Dyson, all his books, go get all of that. Henry Louis Gates, PBS, show support for that. I'm like Banneker with the almanac. Books, I got the tallest stack. The Brooklyn Public Library, yeah, that's where I started at. I read up everything, every book that I could see. While these others went to college, I got my knowledge for free. Philosophy, theology, paleoanthropology, mythology, economy. I studied these subjects entirely for free. It was free. You got to see me. It was free. Open your eyes and see. It was free. You got to see. Good things in life for free. Don't waste your money. Let us continue on the menu with these reference books, like the Oxford English Dictionary. For words, it's a better look. It deals with word history before and after them. But it's funny, in the A section, you can't find the word African. But these books, don't start trashing them, bashing them, harassing them. It just shows accurately the racism to the maximum. Here's American Heritage Dictionary, 4th edition. Here's what it looks like when we look at the definition of Shirley Chisholm. Peep the wisdom and the complication. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman to seek the Democratic presidential nomination. You talk about breaking new ground, Shirley's profound. But in the American Heritage Dictionary, this is nowhere to be found. This is an American Heritage Dictionary reference. And Shirley Chisholm's run for president doesn't get one sentence. I'm just pointing it out, the scholarship, what it's all about. Don't just read, find out what these authors are all about. I'm free! You got to see me. It was free. Open your eyes and see. It was free. You got to see. Good things in life are free. Don't waste your money.